Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you all could tune in with us today. As well as those joining us in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad to have all of you with us as well. You all know I've talked about over the years about how words have really meant so much to me and the power that they've had in my own life. Our next guest has definitely been able to learn that for herself, and she's been able to share that now with the world. We're excited to welcome Mary L. McCarthy to our program. She's the author of the new book, Journaling Power, How to Create the Happy, Healthy Life You Want to Live. We're going to talk to Mary not only about her own journey with words, but also what it's been like for her, either through a createrightnow.com or through books like this, how she's been able to empower other people along the way. Now, if you're just hearing about the book, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. But Mary, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Cyrus. Good to meet you.
Well, same here. And Mary, this is a really exciting book for me because I think it not only shows, you know, the power that words can have, but also the correlation between being able to put what we want down and what we're able to experience in our life. What has it been like for you, Mary, to not only to share your own journey with others, as you've done in this book, but also to allow them to know what's possible for them through the power of words?
It's been very interesting. I would say probably in a lot of ways mind-blowing for people. Basically, when people find that they get into and use a journaling practice, and there's just something magical, mysterious about the process because it connects you with your brain and all of you. And as people get into it and get into the, you know, the routine of really understanding, it's really an entryway into themselves and really understanding that, you know, what's in their thoughts, their minds, the words that they use, their behavior and all that kind of stuff, that's not cast in concrete. And there's something that they can play with, they can examine, and that they can really understand how by developing a relationship with themselves, a good, healthy relationship, and they really have the power to really manage their thoughts and really choose the words that they need to use to set their goals, to do all kinds of things. So I think it's journaling offers people, based on the feedback of my clients and customers, that it's like, oh my goodness, for the they always thought that there was nothing inside, or they were, you know, not an artist, dumb and stupid, or whatever. But there is something about the journaling process that helps them sort through and get into their mind and their body, and then just really realize the impact that they have, not only with themselves and their spirituality, their physicality, their life internally, but definitely by them choosing and being more aware of the words that they use, how they can get many more, achieve more goals, have better interactions. It's just amazing. It's just a fantastically empowering experience.
For sure. And what's so interesting is, as you share in the book, through your own experience, Mary, but also through what's been proven, is that how words really can free us. And I thought that's something that people really need to understand, how, you know, a lot of what they feel, a lot of what they're experiencing through words and through what they're able to do with their lives can really help them to be able to live a better life. You mentioned in the book, A Journaling Power, writing has been used as an intervention with cancer patients, and they reported feeling less pain, sleeping better and functioning better during the day with fewer troublesome symptoms. You know, and then even with others that are going through other ailments, and even for yourself. I mean, you were able to share in the book quite personally what has happened for you as well. But I think the other thing that happens is psychologically what it does for us. I mean, do you think that has been one of the biggest things for you, that really not only are you feeling better, but you also look at life in a different way because of words?
Oh, absolutely. And I really feel that I do a lot of reading about, you know, spirituality and everything like that. I really feel that I'm back at my core, Cyrus. I feel like I'm the person who came into this world. I don't know how to describe it. And I think it's because of the words that I choose to use with myself, that, you know, that fun and childlike and artistry and creativity and all those things, they're the words that I feel and I own now, which is really, you know, really exciting. And it's like you said, I think the whole thing is about, it's very freeing. It's just like, oh, wow. So, and just to be able to realize the potential, and just, you know, because my whole thought process was, oh, okay, so I was a successful business person and entrepreneur and all that, but me being creative and all that type of thing, but getting through that, you know, by doing the journaling and the process and working through that whole situation with words and everything, it's just like, and getting further and further into you know, my being, it's like I was able to say, yeah, I'm now comfortable. I really own and feel I am an artist. I am creative. I am you know, all those types of things that just like, it's not an, as I said in the book, it's not an either or situation where, yeah, again, just the use of words like, oh, I'm not this or I'm that, or it's either or da da da. But it's like, no, we are, it's just changing the word, the thinking and the use of the word and as opposed to or, you know, and be it, you know, it's like it just really opens up more and more possibilities. So as well as the freedom, you have the, you know, the openness and the potential to realize, oh, my goodness, this is what's possible, or this is who I really am.
Right. For sure. I'm so glad you said that, Mary. That goes to something I definitely want to point out for our audience. But before I do that, I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Mary L. McCarthy to our program today. She's the founder and chief inspiration officer of createrightnow.com. We're going to talk more about that a little bit later. But she's also the author of a new book, Journaling Power, How to Create the Happy, Healthy Life You Want to Live. You talk about in the book about taming our inner critic, as you call it, Mary, and to go along with what you were just saying, I think there are so many people who may look around and say, well, you know, there's always been this thing I want to do, or there's this thing I feel like I can do. And either they've talked themselves out of it, or they allowed other people in their circle that you talk about in the book to talk them out of it. You know, I think, you know, again, going back to the power of words, it really does remind us that at the end of the day, we have to be able to not only be honest with ourselves, but also to use our words as our voice, to be able to almost make that be our affirmation for ourselves. You know, for you, I mean, how did that change? Because you talk about in the book, quite honestly, Mary, that this is, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. But how did taming your inner critic, how did that help you?
It changed my life. It helped me through all the journaling. It helped me to realize that I am not my inner critic. I think that I think it helped me to separate out that was just old stuff that I had internalized as a child, and I just, you know, I just thought that it was a given. So I think it was really personalizing it and treating the inner critic as an entity, a person, and really working through that whole situation. I was able to realize that we create our inner critics based on being, you know, what do we say, infinite sponges as children. We just suck in everything. And I think that just the whole process, again, of journaling, and I keep talking about journaling as being a process, being a routine, being a practice that you do, you know, every day. That gives you the insights that, oh, that's where that came from. And I think, too, the inner critic, it was one of these things for me personally, just growing up as the oldest. And, you know, my mother, it was at a time when my mother got married later. You know, she was 33 when she got married, and she had to have her children, you know, very quickly. So basically, I was pretty much left on my own. So I think, you know, when a child is left on their own and doesn't have a whole lot of, you know, involvement or from parents and things like that, and emotional support, we create the worst case scenario, and you know, we create our, you know, unbelievable inner critics. I mean, once I was in a writing course once, and she said, the teacher said, I think your inner critic is going to win the Academy Award for inner critics. So it's just but I think the exciting thing is to realize that we have the power, that it's just like we created him or her or it or whatever, you know, based on our best intentions. But now, as adults, we now have the power to deal with that. I mean, it's not going to be a case of, you know, we're going to eliminate it or going away. In fact, in some instances, we really need, you know, a devil's advocate or, you know, some help in the process or making decisions or whatever. But it's just like, I think it's the key thing is to, rather than think of, you know, oh, I have to, you know, fight this guy and get it out. No, it's just, again, the use of words. It's just like, it's about managing, about taming, about, you know, helping him or her, helping them, create a new job description. So it's all about behavior, and it's the opportunity to really explore inside and be able to say, oh, okay, that's where that came from. That's what that's all about. And like I said, to realize that, you know, sometimes the inner critic, I've gotten to the point with my inner critic that it's just like, if he starts acting up again, I just give him the evil eye, and he knows it's time to go out and play in traffic, you know.
So, right.
But it is a process, and it's just like the understanding of, you know, why am I doing this? Where did that come from? And just really the being curious and going on the adventure, the exploration, seeing where does that come from? And like I said, it, just to the point of managing the process. And I think, you know, in the process, we have the opportunity to create an inner coach, you know, and we have all kinds of resources internally to, you know, manage bad behavior of the inner critic or whatever. So it's just like I said, it's just been a very interesting experience. Like I said, for the longest time, I had no clue what was going on. I knew I was really scared and frightened, but then, you know, things worked out, and I found all about the inner critic and say, oh, okay, that's where that comes from. But it's just, so I think it's just a question of being vigilant, Cyrus, and just, you know, just being constantly aware and taking time, you know, with yourself and just saying, take a moment, let's take a breath and things like that. So I think it's a whole different way of behaving towards yourself.
Right. For sure. And I think, again, it goes to that power, again, of that journaling has, that words have. You talk about this in a really bold way. I want to actually read a bit of what you say, Mary, from the book. When it comes to this inner critic and what we can do in standing up in the role, of course, that words can have in that, you say this. So give yourself permission. This is on page 71 for those who have the print edition of the book. So give yourself permission to speak out and find your niche in the world. Don't allow your inner critic to stand in your way. way. He will berate you and attack you with guilt for giving yourself the time and space to focus on your dreams. You may hear the same old script going round and round in your head once again saying, don't draw attention to yourself. Who are you to make a statement? Don't give your opinions because no one is interested. Keep quiet and don't rock the boat. Whenever you feel guilty for stepping out in the new direction or feel inferior to the challenge ahead, you can be sure that the inner critic is whispering in your ear. Take authority over his lies and threats and reply to him firmly, nothing bad will happen if I express my true self. Good things are going to happen to me as I step out in faith and follow my passion. And that is exactly what you've been able to see. And as I mentioned earlier, through createrightnow.com, Mary, you've been able to gather a tribe of individuals who have been able to discover the same thing. We're able to hear from them, even in the book, about how journaling has helped them. What has that been like for you to see how that platform has been able to be a place of encouragement, but also positive energy that's spreading?
Oh, excites me to no end, because I'm a big goal setter, and one of my goals was when I set up Create Right Now was I really wanted to share all the excitement, the benefits, whatever, of the whole journaling process with people. And to me, it makes my day when people realize that, you know, who they thought they were and who they really are are two totally different people. So it's like I said, that's what the reward in Create Right Now and working with people and getting them into setting up and doing that, keeping their own journaling practice and is them just coming back and just saying, oh my goodness, you know, because one of the things I highly recommend with, you know, if you have a challenge or whatever. Ask your journal and then write about it. And people understand that, you know, it's a process. It's like you're having your own therapist, your friend, you know, whatever, that you can talk through the process, that you can articulate, you know, to the best of your ability. And you can help yourself through the process and come to ahas and experiences and just really realize it's just like, oh, wait a minute, that's old stuff. That's, you know, that was Sister Mary Jane in second grade who said that kind of stuff, that she didn't really say that, but I interpreted it, you know, it was, so it's just an unbelievably fantastic experience. And like I said, when people send me an email or, you know, talk about their ahas or eurekas or whatever, it's just like, that's, to me, that's made my day. That's what my goal is to get everyone in the world to realize how wonderful, talented, fantastic they are. And like I said, and how they have the power through their words of, as they change the words or they their whole use of the words towards themselves, then that changes, you know, their interactions with people, that helps them, you know, get clear on pursuing their passions. So it's like I said, I'm really exciting to hear the feedback of people that have gotten into the, you know, like I said, and really realizing the words, you know, how they've been treating themselves. So I think of one of my favorite quotes is a woman said, If someone treated you the way you treat yourself, you would have left them a long time ago. So it's just, so I think it's just, you know, just the power, as you said, Cyrus, of the power of words and how, and just the whole use and changing our inner dialogue with ourself. It's just like, it's monumental.
For sure. And this is just one of the things that you've been able to do with createrightnow.com. We definitely invite people to make sure they bookmark that website and visit it often. Create Right, and Right is W-R-I-T-E, now, W, of course, .com. CreateRightNow.com is a great place for you to find out about some of the other workbooks that Mary has been able to do. And then, of course, you can find out about the tribe that we've been discussing here. So, Mary, what is your hope when people finish Journaling Power, when they start doing the exercises that are there, when they're able to start getting more focused on what they want and start moving in that direction, what do you hope they're able to share with others about what the book has done for them?
I think that they, my hope is that they communicate to people how unique the book is. I always wanted to write a book, but I need something. I'm a very practical person, so I just thought, you know, I've been through the whole process myself, but I want to give something, you know, practical to the process. So I think that is what I would like people to say to other people. Say, oh, you will really like this book. It's very, it's unique, and it's very practical, because she doesn't mince words. She, you know, from the introduction, she says, get your pen and paper, and, you know, just get ready to, because you're going to be, you know, doing the work. So that's what my my hope is, like, you know, the people see that, oh, now I see why you call it a self-help memoir, because, you know, I mean, as you know, Cyrus, where there are many fantastic self-help books out there, but it's just like you close the book and you say, oh, wow, that was inspiring, that was great and wonderful, but, you know, okay, now how do you apply it to your real life? And that's why I'm, like I said, I'm very practical. And it's like, okay, I want to give something so that people can use it, internalize it, and, you know, as Nike says, just do it.
Just do it. That is so true. Well, I hope our audience will do just that. It's a powerful book, Mary, not only being able to get to know you better, but also get to know ourselves better by being able to take up the challenge to write on, as you tell others to do through Create Right Now. Again, everyone, Mary L. McCarthy has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Mary. The book is Journaling Power, How to Create the Happy, Healthy Life You Want to Live, and it really shows how words can really be able to change the way we see ourselves, the way that we live our lives, and the way that we're able to respond and react to things going on around us. The book is available through our friends at Amazon.com in its variety of forms there. As I mentioned earlier, you all can stay connected with all the great things going on with Mary and also with her other projects at www.createrightnow.com. And again, that's CreateWrightNow.com. Again, createrightnow.com. And Mary, that is the best place, right, for people to stay connected with you?
Oh, definitely. Yes, that's my home away from home.
Well, definitely make sure you all bookmark that site. And Mary, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate you stopping by.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Cyrus. It was a great experience. Thank you.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Thank you. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Mary, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. So head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.